USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Speaker of the House is defending a move to oust Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from a key committee. California's Kevin McCarthy pointed to the fact that Democrats removed several Republicans from all their committee assignments in the last Congress due to comments they made. During debate before the vote today, New York Republican Michael Lawler explained why Omar deserved to be ousted from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
No one who peddles in anti-Semitic activity, behavior, or language should have any right to serve on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Omar said she's not surprised at the move, but promised to remain a vocal leader for Democrats in the House. President Biden is hoping the death of Tyre Nichols leads to swift congressional action on police reform. He spoke about Wednesday's Celebration of Life ceremony for Nichols.
I listened to Al Sharpton's eulogy, which I thought was first rate, and we got to stay at it as long as it takes.
Biden made the comments Thursday before he and Vice President Harris met with members of the Congressional Black Caucus. At least 8 deaths, canceled flights, power outages, and school closures have all been blamed on the frigid blast of winter weather across the South. Ice was covering the region from Texas to Tennessee Thursday. Over 500,000 people were left without power, most in Texas, and the canceled flights were just starting to pile up. Tonight and into the early part of the weekend, the Northeast braces for frigid conditions. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today urged Republicans not to use the debt ceiling as a bargaining chip to impose cuts in federal spending.
People's lives are at stake. Families' incomes are at stake. People's jobs are at stake. Retirement benefits are at stake.
This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with President Biden Wednesday to discuss how to avoid a default. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police are still searching for the person who shot and killed a Sayreville, New Jersey councilwoman.
These neighbors were there when Eunice Juform was shot and killed Wednesday night while sitting in her car outside her home.
The guy sprinted through that mailbox alleyway, and I don't know where he went.
It sounded like gunshot, and then it paused, and then there was just a round of more.
There apparently was around a dozen shots fired, and neighbors say they saw a guy talking to the councilwoman by her car before she was shot. They've Collins, USA News.
California's snowpack was weighed Wednesday, and officials say it is the biggest it's been at the start of February in nearly 30 years. Carla Namath, the director of California's Department of Water Resources, says there are a lot of unknowns before we reach the April 1st target date.
So we really don't know here on February 1st whether or not this is the peak of our snowpack. And those are really important data points that help us manage water in California.
State water officials in California logged the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada and Southern Cascades at 205% of average for February 1st. Police are searching for the people who stole about 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies on Chicago's Northwest Side this past weekend. Two people walked up and took off with about 6 cases of Thin Mints worth a little over $400. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.